USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Amid talks to complete a debt ceiling agreement, President Biden says those talks are moving along. He added that there are real discussions about a deal, but we're, quote, not there yet. New rules for airline accountability have been outlined by Biden.
The proposals include changes in the way passengers are compensated for controllable flight delays or cancellations.
If your flight is very delayed or canceled, and the airline could have prevented that, from you deserve more than just being getting the price of your ticket. You deserve to be fully compensated.
Airlines would be required to offer compensation beyond just refunds, which would include the cost of hotel rooms, meals, and transportation. A new website has been launched to help travelers determine the correct amount of compensation for each airline. I'm John Schaefer.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is close to entering the race for the president, reports say. DeSantis took his message to Iowa today, saying Republicans have the formula to win next year.
If we make 2024 election a referendum on Joe Biden and his failures, and if we provide a positive alternative for the future of this country, Republicans will win across the board.
Former President Trump canceled his appearance in Iowa on Saturday due to the weather. The attorney for the former Marine charged in the killing of a homeless man on a New York City subway believes the autopsy will be revealing. Thomas Kenneth, who represents Daniel Penny, says he has yet to see the medical examiner's report on Jordan Neely, who lost consciousness while being placed in a chokehold by Penny. Penny was charged this week with second-degree manslaughter. Pope Francis is renewing his call for peace in a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The 86-year-old pontiff met with Zelensky at the Vatican on Saturday during the Ukrainian leader's first visit to Italy since Russia invaded his country. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
New York City is launching an asylum seeker arrival center at a hotel in Manhattan. Mayor Eric Adams says it will provide migrants with legal and medical services, as well as placing them, if needed, in shelters or humanitarian relief centers. The hotel has been closed for nearly 3 years due to the pandemic. Turks will head to the polls on Sunday, where President Erdogan could be unseated after 20 years in power. The election comes 3 months after earthquakes killed more than 50,000 people in the southeastern part of the country. There's been a big payout to a woman who developed brain cancer from smoking.
Philip Morris USA has been ordered to pay $37 million to a Massachusetts woman who got sick from smoking Marlboro Light cigarettes. The state Supreme Judicial Court ruled that Philip Morris falsely claimed that the Lights brand was safer than the stronger Marlboro Red cigarettes. The court agreed with Patricia Walsh Green that she may have quit smoking sooner if Philip Morris had not advertised Marlboro Lights as a healthier product. A judge announced after the verdict that Philip Morris has also violated consumer protection laws. I'm Skip Kelly.
Brittany Griner is back on the basketball court. After a 10-month detainment in Russia, the WNBA player made her long-awaited return during a Friday night preseason game. The Phoenix Mercury Center played for 17 minutes, scoring 10 points and pulling down 3 rebounds. The Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 will win its second straight weekend at the box office. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.